Good morning, Kieran. Thank you very much for joining us.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Mm-hmm. So it's my understanding that you're the director of the Society of Homeopaths, I mean the largest organization representing professional homeopaths in Europe with over 1,000 members on its register. Now, I mean, could you tell us a little bit about homeopathy? I mean, how does it actually work? I mean, are there side effects? How does it differ from conventional, say, allopathic medicines?
Homeopathy is a complete system of natural medicine. Patients are treated as a whole, not only for the medical complaint that they present with. Homeopathic medicines help to stimulate the body's own natural healing response. Did you know over 200 million people in the world use homeopathy?
Wow.
It's been around for over 200 years, and patients have been getting a lot of benefit over that time.
Okay.
But there's a lot of scepticism about the homeopathy, isn't there, Kieran?
There is some scepticism, but there's lots of things in the world that we use. We don't know always how they work, but we know that they work and we use them. And as I say, it's been used for over 200 years. And people do get benefit from it, and that's why they come back again and again to use homeopathy.
Okay.
We're all aware of the antibiotic resistance, both in terms of human and animal health.
Hmm.
And research really is needed to answer this worldwide dilemma. Homeopathy may well offer those solutions.
I mean, looking at the issue of homeopathy, though, I mean, many people simply don't know what homeopathy is. I mean, how does it treat some of the diseases or some of the ailments that people have?
As I say, it stimulates the body's own healing process. And sometimes people use the argument, oh, well, it must be placebo. Someone believes in something, so therefore it works.
Okay.
That argument completely flies out of the window when you take into consideration babies, young children, and, of course, animals, you know, as Prince Charles obviously uses in his farm. Charles is, as we all know, a pioneer of organic farming.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Homeopathy has been used by the royal family for generations.
In terms of what Prince Charles is doing, is there any reports that his animals are better off or worse off? Because some of these medical doctors seem to be very much against what he's doing. One has even said it's cruel what he's doing. But overall, what does his farm reap? Does it the animals and the produce that comes from his farm, are they in good health?
Organic farmers strive to cut out drug-based methods of food production. And homeopathy can often and does play an integral role in this. I think more and more people are looking to have their food untampered, if you like, having any pollutants and toxicity. And that's why the organic farming movement has grown so much over this generation in particular.
Mm.
People are aware that food is almost like a form of medicine. What you put in, your body reaps benefits from. And obviously, if it's less tampered with, if it's less polluted, it's going to be better for you.
Sure, sure. I mean, we understand some of the basics of homeopathy. Of course, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community actually has its own free homeopathic clinic, just a 10 second walk from the studio which we're in right now. But I mean, understanding homeopathy, I mean, I have this debate with so many people. I mean, they come up to me and I say, you know, taking, for example, Nux Vomica to help me with my blocked nose, that it helps me or helping me with my headache. But unfortunately, other people turn around and say, well, it's not. It's just little balls of sugar with a fake substance in. So how how can we answer them?
Yeah, no, that is the tricky bit, isn't it? We do not yet have a scientific explanation to describe how homeopathic medicines work. But then that's true about many things in this world, such as even gravity.
Mm.
It's clear that even if we don't have an understanding as to how something works, we can still get benefits. And clinical outcomes for over 200 years of use demonstrate that patients benefit from homeopathic treatment. I've been running my clinic for 10 years now. It's busy. People come in and out of my clinic because they get better. My family are originally from India.
Okay.
You go to somewhere like India, you see homeopaths working. Literally every high street will have a homeopath.
Mm.
Every town will have a homeopathic hospital. I'm sure it's true for other parts of Asia as well. So people are getting benefit. In India, as I say, 100 million people use homeopathy.
Wow, wow.
That's an awful lot of people.
Indeed, indeed. And obviously they see some sort of benefit of using it, which
exactly.
is why
otherwise they wouldn't be going back.
Indeed.
People vote with their feet at the end of the day.
Yes,
so that's why I really think, you know, there's a lot homeopathy can offer more and more people, but research absolutely is needed. because we do, particularly as I say, with antibiotic resistance. This is a worldwide dilemma. This is not just something that's affecting the UK, and it affects people, and it affects animals, and it affects all of us. And we need to find alternatives, and we need to find solutions. And I believe homeopathy may well be one of those solutions.
Sure.
Kiran, recently there was a report out that by obviously opponents of homeopathy, that the research that has come out is that the homeopathy hasn't cured anyone. They did some tests, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Have you got any sort of evidence that homeopathy does work, and do you keep any records?
Other than the footfall in your own clinic, of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. So there's something called the Homeopathic Research Institute. There are other organisations as well, but I'm going to cite this one.
Okay.
They gather a lot of the research that goes on internationally about homeopathy.
Sure.
There is some compelling evidence there. You can just go along to their website and get some information from them. There is work, there is evidence out there, but obviously homeopathy still is, although I'm citing 100 million Indians, homeopathy is still small fish, say, compared to allopathic medicine.
Sure.
So it's hard for us to push our evidence out there. But if you're interested, please go and look at the go onto the internet, have a look at the HRI website. They've got some very compelling information there.
Okay, and could you tell us a little bit more about the some of the work perhaps that the Society of Homeopaths is involved in?
So the Society of Homeopaths works in two ways. It's a membership organisation, which I think you mentioned at the beginning when you introduced me. So it's a membership organisation, and we are the largest membership homeopathic membership organisation within the UK, and we think probably in Europe, but definitely in the UK.
Okay.
We link up with something called the ECCH, which is the Council of European Homeopaths, so that we work also much more on a broader scale, and we have counterparts in India, Switzerland, France, etc., etc. The other thing that we do, which is really important, we're a register of homeopaths. So all the homeopaths who are on our register, so if someone's looking for a homeopath, they should go to the Society's website or get information from them. And it means that everyone who is registered has got between 3 and 4 years plus training in homeopathy, has a recognised qualification, adheres to a standard of ethics, etc., and they know they're going to a reputable homeopath.
Okay. Okay. That sounds. That's
on top of that. Sorry. Can I just last thing?
Please.
On top of that, we also lobby as well. So we also speak to counterparts within our wider community of complementary alternative integrated medicine. We speak to politicians. We do things like this. We try and do as much as we can to spread information about homeopathy, because I think there's a lack of understanding about what it is.
Indeed, indeed. I think that's very important. You've made some very important points there, Zoran. I think you've given us your expert opinion. Thank you very much, Kiran Grover.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you very much. That was Kiran Grover, the director of the Society of Homeopaths, the largest organisation representing professional homeopaths in Europe with over 1,000...